gusts around 10 miles per hour. For Sunday, mostly sunny with a high temperature in the lower 30s. The extended outlook for Monday through Wednesday. For Monday and Tuesday, look for a chance of snow or rain, with a chance of snow in the morning expected for Wednesday. Highs will be in the upper 30s to lower 40s on Monday and Tuesday, the middle to upper 30s on Wednesday. Overnight lows will range from the upper 20s to lower 30s on Monday and Tuesday, and from 25 to 30 on Wednesday.
At 10 a.m. in Peoria, skies were mostly cloudy. The temperature was 26, the dew point was 21, and the relative humidity was 81%. Wind was out of the north at 11 miles an hour, gusting to 20 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 9. The pressure was 30.31 inches and rising. At nearby locations, at Bloomington, light snow was falling, reducing visibility to 1 mile, and the temperature was 25. At Lincoln, skies were cloudy, and the temperature was 28. At Macomb, skies were cloudy, and the temperature was 27. At Moline, skies were cloudy, and the temperature was 22. Across the rest of Illinois, wind seen at 4 east, and 27. Chicago reported snow and fog, reducing visibilities to 1/2 mile, and 26. Rockford reported blowing snow, and 20. Springfield was cloudy, and 29. Elsewhere around the Midwest, Milwaukee reported light snow and blowing snow, and 25. Indianapolis had light snow, and 32. Kansas City was cloudy, and 33. Des Moines was cloudy, and 24. Once again, at 10 a.m. at Peoria, skies were mostly cloudy. The temperature was 26, and the wind chill was 9. Here are the morning river stages from around the area, and the changes from yesterday morning. On the Illinois River, the stage at Morris was 7.4 feet, up 0.5 feet. Wausau was 14.1 feet, up 0.3 feet. Henry was 15.7 feet, no change from yesterday. Peoria was 11.8 feet, up 0.4 feet. Havana was 11.6 feet, no change from yesterday. Mearstown was 11.7 feet, up 0.1 feet. Mayardusha was 10.2 feet, no change from yesterday. On the Le Moyne River, the stage at Colmar was 7.1 feet. The change from yesterday was not available. On the Mackinac River, the stage at Conkerville was 2.4 feet, no change from yesterday. On the Spoon River, the stage at London Mills was 4.8 feet, no change from yesterday.
This is Severe Weather Preparedness Week in Illinois. Everyone should have a tornado plan for their home, workplace, and school. The first step in developing a plan is to have a method of receiving severe weather information. The most effective way to receive severe weather watches and warnings is with a tone alarm NOAA weather radio. The weather radio will give you severe weather information direct from your local National Weather Service office. Watches and warnings are preceded by a tone alarm that can automatically activate your radio and get your attention with a high-pitched alarm. Newer radios can be programmed to only alert you to watches and warnings for a specific county or counties. Weather radios can be purchased at many electronic and department stores for $30 to $80. They are highly recommended for homes, schools, hospitals, nursing homes, daycare centers, and businesses. You should also take one along when boating or camping. The next step in developing a tornado preparedness plan is to know where the best shelter is. Then have a tornado drill to make sure everyone can get to safety quickly. Finally, have a disaster supply kit in your shelter area. It should include a radio, a flashlight, extra batteries, blankets, first aid kit, and other items you may need in case of emergency.
This is Weather Radio Station WXJ71, the voice of the National Weather Service. snow will continue to move out of the Midwest today, making way for high pressure, which will dominate the region through Monday. The next weather maker will move into the area late on Monday, and hang around until Wednesday. Today's high temperatures will range from near 30 degrees over Wisconsin, to the lower 40s over the Ohio River Valley. Tonight's low temperatures will range from the single digits north, to near 20 degrees south. High temperatures on Sunday will range from near 30 degrees north, to the middle 40s south.
Here is the forecast for selected cities within a day's drive of central Illinois. For today, Chicago will have snow, with highs in the upper 20s. Indianapolis will have snow flurries, with highs in the upper 30s. Memphis will be partly cloudy, with highs in the upper 50s. St. Louis will be cloudy, with highs in the middle 30s. Kansas City will be mostly cloudy, with highs in the upper 30s. Des Moines will be mostly cloudy, with highs in the lower 30s. For tomorrow, Chicago will be partly cloudy, with highs in the middle 30s. Indianapolis will be sunny, with highs in the upper 30s. Memphis will be partly cloudy, with highs around 50. St. Louis will be partly cloudy, with highs in the upper 30s. Kansas City will be mostly cloudy, with highs in the upper 30s. Des Moines will be partly cloudy, with highs in the middle 30s.